The meaning of carnival.
Carnival today is an international multicultural experience. But how did it become so? To understand what carnival is all about, we need to look at the history of America and the meeting of two cultures, European and African. The arrival of Europeans in America and the opening of huge farms and plantations to grow cotton, fruit, and vegetables meant there was an immediate need for people to work on them. This marked the beginning of the slave trade. For more than 200 years, until the beginning of the 19th century, when the trade was finally stopped, millions of people were taken by force from their homes in Africa and transported to the New World to work as slaves. 6 million were taken to the Caribbean islands, where there were British and French landowners. Naturally, the Europeans also imported their own festivals. So the slaves were forced to watch as their masters celebrated carnival with food, drink, and masked dances. In Trinidad, the slaves began to hold their own carnival celebrations. They painted their faces white, imitating their masters and making fun of them. But at the same time, they were continuing their own African traditions, such as walking round a village wearing masks and singing, a custom which they thought would bring good luck. When the slave trade was abolished in 1838, the former slaves took over the carnival. It became more colourful and more exciting than it had been before. Magnificent costumes were made and musical bands created. Carnival became a celebration of freedom. With the passing of time, the white inhabitants of the island began to take part in the carnival too, and they were welcomed by their former slaves. Carnival became a way to unite different communities as people forgot their everyday problems and enjoyed themselves eating, drinking, and dancing. Today, visitors from all over the world come to this small state in the Caribbean to join in the fun. Carnival has become a celebration of life itself.
在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址：3w.teamroom.com。